وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human traits in the Quran that if we possess, it should make us better human beings. And therefore, we will observe the human rights that we have to give to other people. One of the verses in the Quran, in chapter 16, verse 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضِيقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Allah is delivering a command to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, which in return it is for me and you. He says, be patient, and your patience is not through, or it will not be without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is with you. And do not grieve over them, and do not be in distress over what they conspire. So clearly this verse is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and encouraging him to exercise patience in dealing with the opposition and rejection that he might face from people in Mecca. But that can be applied to me and you in every circumstance of life. It is not limited to a specific time, and that's the beauty of the Quran. It applies to all times. So it is reminding us that patience is only possible first and foremost with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That's set. The rest is up to you. You need to exercise. So it reminds us that patience is only possible with Allah's help, and that we should not grieve over the disbelievers, or those, if we want to make it more applicable, those who cause us distress, and all those who conspire us. So the verse emphasizes the importance of patience as a mean of coping with difficult situations and maintaining and, you know, being steadfast in the face of calamities and adversities and problems. It shows us that patience is not a passive concept of circumstances, but rather an active commitment to enduring difficulties with fortitude and resilience. That's the actual meaning of patience. In a broader sense, this verse can also serve as a reminder to all believers that patience is a virtue that is necessary in the face of oppression, injustice, persecution, and what have you. So it encourages us to remain steadfast and not to break down, not to retaliate straight away, because sometimes patience is what is required. So patience allows us to tolerate differences and conflicts in society, which is crucial for the protection and the promotion of human rights. When we are patient, we can listen to the opinions and concerns of other people, even if we disagree with them. Not necessarily I have to agree with everything you have to say, or you agree with everything I have to say. But once you exercise patience, at least I and you give each other the opportunity to be heard. I hear you out, you hear me out. We can also work towards finding a common ground and reaching a resolution that benefits everyone involved. This is especially important when it comes to issues related to human rights, such as discrimination, inequality, and social justice, and everything in between. It's very crucial. Now, before I continue, let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that patience is a virtue that we require. In the context of human rights, however, patience is also closely related to the concept of tolerance. We need to tolerate one another. Tolerance means accepting and respecting the beliefs, practices, and opinions of other people, even if they are difficult or different, or it might even seem crazy at times, from our own. But tolerance is required. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when he talks to the Prophet, he says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and ends up with, لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ, you have your faith, I have mine. That's tolerance. He didn't say, no, it is only my way or the highway. No, tolerance. So tolerance means accepting one another. So this is an essential tool that we require in order to live in a society and in order for us to uphold human rights for everyone, regardless of their race, religion, gender, or any other characteristics. What made the city of the Medina so special in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, because he and the believers during his time, they had tolerance towards other people. They were Christians, they were Jews, they were non-Muslims, they were atheists, but they coexisted. They respected each other's opinions, they respected each other's race, they respected each other's culture, and that's something that we should do. So patience is important for individuals who work towards promoting human rights. Activists, for example, lawyers, and other human rights, let's call them defenders, often face opposition and resistance from those who do not share their views. But obviously, if you want to defend the human rights, make sure you're defending the correct one. Because sometimes you might defend something that you think is a human rights, but in fact, the people that you're defending are troublemakers themselves. So you might have a different opinion with certain country, and you defend the people in that country who are going, for example, against the government or against something good, and you think they are good people, so you need to defend them. So you got to make sure, obviously, because this is a very thin line, you got to make sure that you look at things from the perspective of the people themselves and see where they're standing. So like I said, not necessarily we have to agree with everything, but we need to have a clear idea of what's going on, not to make judgment. So if we want to be champions of human rights and we want to be lawyers of human rights, we have to make sure that we're defending the actual concept of human rights when we see something really being violated. Not just something that suits me or something that goes according to my desires. So you have to be very careful. In these situations, patience is necessary to preserve and continue advocating for human rights, even in the face of obstacles. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt, in the face of obstacles with their enemies, they did nothing but exercised patience. And no one understands patience as much as Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, look at his life and you will see. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.